So why don't we just stand for just a moment, and then we'll do a sitting. So allowing yourself to find a posture that feels stable, and maybe bringing a sense of dignity to your posture, however you are lying, sitting on the floor or chair. It's that sense of dignity is a willingness to be here, to inhabit your being. And we'll remember about relaxation. Maybe noticing if there's areas of tension in the body and consciously allowing there to be a softening in the body. Remembering how relaxing the body and relaxing the mind will help to create conditions that will support a very natural mindfulness. For myself, I find that the exploration of relaxing kind of internally is it's almost a shortcut way to support relaxation. And so I'll remind you of that. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax and soften a little bit. Maybe the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And maybe too, the face can relax. Relaxing the body. And maybe the mind can relax. Letting go of worries, concerns, thoughts about past and future. One way in. As if the brain were a muscle. It's kind of an analogy. Maybe the brain can relax. With whatever relaxation is available. And you're welcome to keep exploring relaxation for a little while if that's supportive for you. At whatever point it feels like there's relaxation, checking in, are you aware? Is there awareness? not trying to figure it out, but just more simply acknowledging, yes, there's awareness. And then what is obvious? Remembering being a passenger, letting things come to you. Sounds, body sensations. Maybe thoughts, emotions. And remembering a light touch. Just enough effort to be with this experience, this sound, this body sensation, just for now. And then, what's next? Sometimes this receiving of experience can feel like a flow from one experience to another. Hearing for a little while, and then it shifts to a body sensation, and then shifts to another sound, then maybe a thought. Sometimes it can feel very fluid, shifting experience. Sometimes it feels more poppy, like there's one thing that pops in, it comes and goes, and then another thing that comes and goes. It's just different ways it can be felt. Sometimes it feels more like there's a broadness, more like you're looking at a big landscape. Not focused on anything in particular, but just a sense of being here with sounds and body sensations and breath all kind of happening at the same time. Thoughts, body sensations. Sometimes it can feel like it's all happening at the same time. Or sometimes it can feel more focused, knowing one thing at a time. How is it for you to receive experience right now? There's no right way. However it is for you in this moment is how it is in this moment. And you'll lose touch with the mindfulness. This is very natural. Mindfulness will get lost. But equally naturally as mindfulness getting lost is that it will return. Be curious about that moment of the return of mindfulness. That is awareness in that moment. Take a moment to really acknowledge, yes, aware again. Aware again. This is awareness. And what's already present here in this moment? A often after the mind has wandered, there's some flavor or connection to where the mind wandered and what is here now. Our thoughts, wherever we wandered to, thoughts have a very powerful shaping quality in our mind. And so acknowledging that, what has been shaped? What's the landscape that I'm waking up on? What planet am I waking up on? Not to assume any that it's the same planet I was on before. It's like, okay, awareness is back. Okay, what planet am I on? What is this landscape like? And we can simply receive. This is the landscape. You might check the attitude, the relationship to the landscape you wind up in, so that that can become conscious. Remembering relaxation. Are you aware? What is obvious? And from time to time, checking how are you in relationship to what is happening.